Soko isika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele. Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC. Olamukela emsakazweni we Studio 7 ngolwesihlanu mhlaka 13 kumpalakazi 2024 ngusithandekile Mhlanga. Endabeni zethu namhlanje, uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa lamhla wethekelele kweleBotswana lapho amukele ngokusemthethweni ama-ofisa wenhlanganiso ye-SADC wasesungula ukwakhiwa kwesiphala sokugcina izikhali zebutho lokulondoloza ukuthula elamasosha adabuka emazweni alowo mhlubulo.
Ukuthula kulethwa kakhulu hayi libutho, hayi ngamasosha, kodwa ikubuswa kahle kwabantu. Kudingeka ukubuswa ngendlela ehlonipha amalungelo abantu, abantu baphathwe ngokulinganayo kungakhathalekile ukuthi bahlala kuyiphi indawo.
Sixoxa lasebeluphele amaxhego lezalukazi asebefikise iminyaka edlula ikhulu i-100 abethula izixwayiso ngokuphathelane lempilo.
Abalahlonipho kudala umntwana wayebuya lejaha laphandle esebona umntu omdala cashi noma efuna inkazana ungamboni ukuthi uhamba njani injeka kathoko ayasaza.
Nguhlelo Woza Friday lamhla we-Ezra Chisa Sibanda uxoxa lwendumiso moyo enduna oweqembu elizibiza ngokuthi yi-Zim Splash, lona elicula ingoma zomdumo we-disco lisebenza likoBulawayo. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizosizwa kuwona lo msakazo. UMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa lamhla wethekelele kweleBotswana lapho amukele ngokusemthethweni ama-ofisa wenhlanganiso ye-Southern African Development Community, i-SADC, njengomgcinisihlalo walemhlubulo. Wasesungula ukwakhiwa kwesiphala sokugcina izikhali zebutho lokulondoloza ukuthula elilamasosha adabuka emazweni e-SADC. Intatheli izindaba i-Studio 7, umqondisi Dube osethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo eseGaborone.
UMongameli Mnangagwa ube ekweleBotswana esikhundleni sakhe njengomgcinisihlalo we-SADC uthi uqakathekile ukuthi amazwe asemhlubulweni wangezansi kwezwekazi le-Afrika aqhubeke ebambene. Ekhuluma esamukela isakhiwo se-SADC esisesigodlweni seBotswana eHaboroni, uMnangagwa uthe inyathelo leli litshengisa ukubambana kwamazwe angaphansi kwenhlanganiso le.
The SADC House stands as a towering symbol of solidarity, symbol of unity, symbol of freedom, independence, and most importantly,
isakhiwo lesi esesadik sima njengesibonelo sokubambana kwethu kanye lokukhululeka kwethu. Oqakathekileyo yikuthi lesi sakhiwo sisisondeza eduze njengamazwe awe-SADC.
Inkampani eBotswana ibongwe yiyo eyakha ama-ofisi e-SADC ngaphansi kokubambisana lamazwe akumanyano lo kulokusebenzelana phakathi kwabohulumende lamankampani azimele wodwa, i-public-private partnership. UMongameli Bhokolaye uthi uba lesakhiwo ezandleni ze-SADC kutsho okuningi kule nhlanganiso lamazwe angaphansi kwayo.
We are here today to be chief witnesses.
Sihlangene lapha ukuthi sibe ngabafakazi bokubambana kanye konke okuhle okutshengiswa isakhiwo sethu sama-ofisi e-SADC.
Besuka ekwamukeleni kwesakhiwo se-SADC, omongi bobabili balubhekise emzini we-Rasisa okugcwadlana nje nedolobho le-Haboroni lapho okuzakhiwa khona isiphala sezikhali, i-SADC Standby Force Regional Logistics Depot. UMongameli Bhoko uthi ukwakhiwa kwesiphala lesi kuza ngesikhathi umhlubulo we-SADC uqhubeka ubhekana lokungahlaliseki.
They are mostly unsafe in some of their countries. They face strife. They face belligerent hostilities. They are in distress.
Kulabanye abangakhululekanga emazweni abo, ngakho badinga usizo. Thina njengeSADC sibona esilusebenzisa ukuthi singenele lapho okulungahlaliseki khona.
UMongameli Mnangagwa yena okunguye otshaye ipiki yokusungula ngokusemthethweni kwakhe kwalesi siphala uthe uqakathekile ukuthi i-SADC ibe lesakhiwo lesi kwenzela ukuthi yenelise ukulwisana lokungahlaliseki kukhona emhlubulweni lo.
This groundbreaking ceremony is timely and marks a significant stride in our journey towards promoting and consolidating peace,
stability and security.
Ukusungula ukwakha kwalesi siphala kuza ngesikhathi esiqondileyo lapho esibona umsukulo wethu ubhekane nokungahlaliseki emazweni ambalwa.
Ogcubula ezombusazwe umnumzana efidlela Ncube uthi noma nje uqathekile ukuthi ube lesiphala esaphathisa ukugcina ukuthula okubalulekileyo yikubusa ngendlela eqondileyo okuyikho ongaletha ukuthula.
Ukuthula kulethwa kakhulu hayi libutho hayi ngamasosha kodwa yikubuswa kahle kwabantu. Kudingeka kubuswa ngendlela ehlonipha amalungelo abantu, abantu baphathwe ngokulinganayo kungakhathalekile ukuthi bakhuluma luphi ulimi, bahlala kuyiphi indawo. Noma kungaphi kulelo lizwe, ukulizwe lelizwe kusadika. Abantu nxa bebuswa kahle kule democracy kuvota ukhetho olukhululekileyo, amalungelo abo ehlonitshwa, kungabandlululwa muntu ngokuthi ukhuluma luphi ulimi, uhlala kuyiphi indawo. Azibi khona izizathu zokuthi baye empini.
Isiphala sokugcina ogoqela isikhali lokunye sikhalele ukuthi sibe sesiphelile ngomnyaka ka-2026. Uhlelo lokusungula isiphala lesi luza ngesikhathi izwekazi langezansikwezwekazi le-Africa libona ungahlaliseki kakhulu emazweni afana le-Democratic Republic of Congo kanye le-Mozambique. Ngumqondisi Dube wendaba ze-Studio 7 ngisaron kwele-Botswana.
Okoko labokhulu becholocho asebefikise iminyaka yokuzalwa elikhulu 100 years ngamunye kutsiya phezulu sebethulele umphakathi iseluleko esithi hlonipha uyihlo lonyoko ukuze insuku zakho zande elizweni njengalokho okuchiwo liBhayibheli. Bathi phezu kwenhlonipho ukudla kwesintu kulomthelela omkhulu empilweni zabo. Ungqwele Dube usethulela lolu daba ngugcweleyo.
Ugogo Ntombizodwa Moyo seleminyaka elikhulu 100 years ungomunye wabahlali basecholosha abalichumi lanhlanu asebeleminyaka yokuzalwa esuka kwelikhulu kusiya kwelikhulu lasithupha 106 years ababuthane emcimbini wokubananza esigabeni sechino kunsukwana ezedluleyo. Uthi usephile iminyaka yonke le ngoba wakhula ehlonipha abantu abadala loba kungasomzali wakhe, okuyinto ugogo athi sisilela kwabasakhulayo bakulezi nsuku, bona athi sebengumhlambi kazelusile iziqholo ezingakhuzekiyo.
Tomdala wayebuya lomumbi ibhaketi ethi ngigigele ngigige. Manje wakhathesi ifike yanamhla ngikhulu ukuthi umntwana namhla ngakwenzeka kungamzali.
Inhlanganiso yomanyano we-United Nations ekhangelane lezempilakahle emhlabeni jikelele e-World Health Organization ithi abantu abaningi eZimbabwe baphila iminyaka engamashumi phosi ayisithupha 58.5 years, i-life expectancy ngesiNgisi. Iminyaka le ingcosana nxa iqathaniswa lelikhulu esiphilwe ngugogo uMamoyo, yena othi okunye okufiphaza impilo yentsha yanamuhla ikugijimela ukucansa abanye becine bebulawa yimikhuhlane efana lowengculazi.
Abalahlonipho kudala umntwana wayebuya lejaha lafana etobona umuntu omdala ucashe kunje wakhathe sikhona ugonana laye kumbe zalihlonipha umzala sakhe dala kwakunjalo. Ngesimo sami noma ufuna inkazana ungamboni ukuthi uhamba njani. Njengoba kathi asazi.
Omunye obesembuthwanweni lo ngugogo esitangwenya oseleminyaka yokuzalwa elikhulu lasithupha 106 years laye uthi ubusisiwe ngempilo ende ngoba ukhulele embeko futhi usahlonipha lanamuhla. Kodwa uthi abatsha basagobeki nanku sebewanatha mponjwana bazikhohlwe lokuthi bangobani.
Noma bathela vela kabala le bathe ukuthi wena ungakudala phina sokuba bakhala yabuye telefone ngoku nandawo phela ngikhamba.
Amazwi la agcizelelwe ngokhulu seleminyaka elikhulu lambili 102 years umnumzana Suta Moyo, yena uthi ukudla kwesintu ngokunye kwezinto eziqhelise impilo yakhe. Ukhulumoyo uxwayisa abasakhulayo ukuthi bechiyane lokusebenzisa izidakamizwa nokunatha utshwala obulimaza umzimba obugoqela injengu. Umcimbi lo obuqoqwe inhlanganiso yeSpark Community Trust yona enakelela abantu asebeluphele ngokudla, inhlelo zempilakahle lokunye okuchiyeneyo. ogogo labokhulu betsholotsho laba babuyele ezindlini bethwele ukudla ukugoqela izinkwa, impupho, amahewu, irayisi lamafutha okuphekisa abakuphiwe inhlanganiso le kulumkhosi. Isiphathamandla seSpa Community Trust unkosikazi Samantha Ruzawe uthi sebeleminyaka emithathu benanza ezalokazi lamakhehla sebefikise iminyaka yokuzalwa elikhulu kusiya phezulu. Uthi lanxa bevame ukubabizela kobulawayo, lonyaka babavakatshele endaweni zabo ezehlukeneyo.
I-organization ekhangela abadala abawu 65 years and above abale mkhuhlane enjenge-BP, tshukela, stroke, dementia le-prostate cancer.
Umbuthano lo ungenwe ngabantu abagoqela induna yesigaba umnumzana Amandla kaZulu Khumalo Mathupula, yena obehamba labalisa bakhe. Ngimele iStudio 7 seTsholotsho, ngingungcwele Dube.
Linjani balaleli bomsakazo weStudio 7? Sifisa ukulibikela ukuba sasile WhatsApp channel eVOA Ndebele. Ngena khona manje kuVOA Ndebele WhatsApp channel lapho esilinika khona izindaba zeZimbabwe ezimqotho, amavideos, imifanekiso lokunye. Ngena ngelinki efakwa kuma WhatsApp groups eVOA Ndebele lamanye elijayele ukuthapha khona izindaba zethu. Ulakho njalo ukudinga iVOA Ndebele WhatsApp channel. WhatsApp yakho ungene kuyo ngokuvula linki ekhona lapho. VOA Ndebele WhatsApp channel yinkundla yakho.
Idolobho lakobulawayo lamhla liqoqele abantwana abedlula amakhulu amathathu idili yobulawayo crawl phambilini kwekhisimusi lapho bekuthe gwaqa umeya waleli dolobho umnumzana David Coulthard lezinye iziphathamandla. Abanye balaba abantwana bebengabavela lapho kugcinwa khona intandane, njalo lalabo abazinakekelayo bebekhona. Ezinye iziphathamandla ebezikulo mcimbi zigoqela abahleli bephephandaba le-The Chronicle, The Sunday Times, lelomthunywa ezibalisa umnumzana Limukani Dube, Lawson Mabhena lonkosazana Gugulethu Ncube. Kukhangelelwe ukuba le mcimbi efanayo kuyona le inyanga kampalakazi kulungiselelwa ikhisimusi lapho inhlanganiso yezehlukeneyo ezande ukunanza abantwana asebeluphele, abagogekileyo labaswelayo. Ngesikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane, umabhalane kahulumende weMelika umnumzana Anthony Blinken lamuhla uthe kube lokuzwisisana phakathi kahulumende wakhe loweTurkey kudaba lokuthi bafuna ukubona kusenzakalani eSyria kulandela ukugenqulwa kukalowo owayengumongameli umnumzana al-Bashar al-Assad. Uhulumende weNiger usemise umsebenzi okwenyanga ezintathu umsakazo weBritane weBBC kulelo lizwe ewethesa icala lokusakaza impiko athi ayiqondanga, njalo elakho ukuphazamisa ukuthula iphinde ikhuphe amadlabuzane kubutho elilwisana lamaqembu athile. Uhulumende weNiger okhokhelwa libutho uphinde wathi uzakhweza ngokusemthethweni insolo ngomsakazo weRadio France International. Yomibili imisakazo yethule impiko ngolwesithathu isithi amaqembu ahlomileyo alwisana lohulumende abulele amasosha edlula angamachumi ayisithiyagalombili 90 labantu makhaza abangamachumi amane kusiya phezulu esabelweni esingcelelane leBurkina Faso. Okwamanje ngesizwe umbiko oveza umbono kahulumende weMelika.
omunye wabalwela amalungelo oluntu abalodumo e-Iran usanda kuphiwa amaviki amathathu ukuthi aphume ejele elesatshwayo ele-Evin esiyakwelatshwa. UNajez Mohammad owaphiwa isicoco se-Nobel Peace Prize uvunyelwe ukuphuma kulandela isicelo zamagqwetha lemuli yakhe. UMohammad wakhutshwa ithumba njalo wahlinzwa unyawo ngodokotela ngenyanga edluleyo. Insuku ezingamachumi amabili lanye aziphiwa elezi zimfishane kakhulu kule nyanga ezintathu ebezicelwe yimuli. UMohammad ongumlobi njalo owake waba yintatheli zindaba kanye lomsekeli womqondisi wenhlanganiso ye-Defenders of Human Rights Center sowabotshwa kaninginengi iziphathamandla ze-Iran ngenxa yomsebenzi wakhe okulwela amalungelo alabo ababotshwa ngenxa yezombusazwe kanye labesifazane. Wagcina ukubotshwa ngomnyaka ka-2021 wagwetshelwa ukuhlala ejele kweminyaka elitshumi lantathu. Uqale ukugula kakhulu ngalesikhathi evalelwe. Efika emzini wakhe nge-ambulance ku-stretcher, uMohammad owaziwa kakhulu ngesibindi sakhe entolongweni ye-Evin utshaye islogani esikhuthaza ukuvikelwa kwamalungelo abomama kanye lenkululeko. Indaba zesinqumo senkokheli ye-Iran esokukhulula uMohammad okwesikhatshana kulandela ukuhlinzwa kwakhe ziza ngesikhathi iziphathamandla zalelozwe ziqinisa umthetho othi abesifazane kumele bagqoke impahla evala ikhanda eyokholo lwesi-Islam e-hijab. Iparlamente ye-Iran isanda kubeka umthetho wokugqokwa kwe-hijab kanye lokuvimba ukuhlangana emacansini kwabantu abangathathananga. Umthetho lo uhlawulisa imali eningi kakhulu abesifazane abawephulayo kanye lamabhizimusi avumelana lokwephulwa kwawo. Elemelika umanyano ye-United Nations lezinye inhlanganiso ezilela ilungelo loluntu zihlala zikhuthaza ukuthi uNajez Mohammad akhululwe. Ekhuluma lentatheli zindaba kusikhatshana esedluleyo, umsekeli wesikhulumeli sogatsha olubona ngobudlelwano belemelika lamanye amazwe uVedant Patel wathi udaba lolu luyadanisa ngoba wayevele engamelanga abotshwe njalo ukugula kwakhe kubangelwa yikuhlukuluzwa inkokheli yele-Iran. Sikhuthaza njalo njengesike sakwenza ukuthi uNajez lezinye izibotshwa zombusazwe bakhululwe. Lo ngomunye umzekeliso oveza imizamo yeziphathamandla zele-Iran eyokuthulisa intatheli zindaba abalela amalungelo oluntu abafana loNajez Mohammad labo bonke abasola ubukhokheli balolo lizwe. Njalo lokhu kumele kumiswe, kutsho uPatel.
Lowo ke ngumbiko oveza umbono kahulumende weMelika. Sokuyisikhathi sokuzwa imbono yenu linabalaleli be-Studio 7 elisithumela yona nge-WhatsApp.
Basazi njani basazi, ayisiyashona basazi. Basazi ngiyafisa manje kube nekhodi lapha ekhaya ekudiya labantu abaqamba amanga. Ibona nokubezwa nje bethi hhayi umgwaqo hhayi yalo isiqalile ukulunga endaweni enje. Hhayi idamu seyiqalile ukwakhiwa. Hhayi izibhedlela manje ziyathola umtshini wokulokhu zipho kwelapha imvukuzane. So ngiyacela nje ukuthi sibe nekhodi ezodiyala laba abantu ukuthi umuntu uma esiza emsakazweni noma esiya kuma laphana kumakhamera kutelevishini engakhulumi into engabambeni. Ngoba lokhu kokwenza ukuthi abantu behlala nje berojwa kuphela abantu bezana. So akube nekhodi ediyala abantu abaqamba amanga. Wazi nje uzokhuluma amanga. Sihlale nje 1 month, 2 months ingawuboni ekhodi lo muntu. Mbona nto uzoba ngcono ukwehlisa into zezandla ezokuqamba amanga.
Studio 7 linjani basakazi labalaleli ye-Studio 7? Hayi mina mfuna nje ukukhuluma kuyo kwindawo ngiphazamisa ucabanga kwami la ngale Mat South e-Isiza District e-Isiza South okwakungu-Ward 6 lokwakungu-Ward 5 kusiye phambili village okwenza i-delimitation i-Ward 5 yahle iphuna isiye phambili yayifaka ku-Ward 6 uduko solula khathesi abantu babanjwe indlala ebuhlungu nalesiyaziye khona elizweni. Abantu bakasiye phambili village sebefake ku-Ward 6 ngabaholi abathiwa ncedo ngendlela eqondileyo bezokucelelwa ku-ward 6 ku-ward 5 lapho ababekhona kudala. So into yakhona iyafrustrata, ibuhlungu. Abakwa-ward 5 kathesi okuze kusho ifani okunye kuze kwabuya le greater kwathiwa i-greater ku-ward 5 kodwa umgwaqo uhamba la kubo ku-ward 6 yecaya chiya khonapho ikhona lapho abantu khona abakho abesiye phambili village.
Studio 7 ndinjani, ndiyaphila? Hayi thina siyafika. Ya kunzima bakithi, kunzima. Ngizwe malume kanje uthole kusala abanye abantu abaloku besadayo, uhulumende uyazama ukuthi uthanda ukuthi ubhekisise ukuthi uzama kuphi. Yimephi uzama khona lokubo eMpumalanga, kodwa ngapha itshentshonalanga hhayi. Uma umuntu wasesindebeleni ulokhu usathi uhulumende uyazama, kuyakusa kudala, kuza kusa kudala. Uzwa la kusanabantu abathi umnanga kwengathethiswa ngokuzagcina engakhethela abantu into abazidingayo, okuyikuthi uhulumende wakhona kanti uyancengwa ukuthi alethele abantu i-service delivery. Ma uzathi wena ubaba uzamthethisa njani uqede ucele ukuthi akwenzele ulutho? Wena osathi unguyihlo, ungcono usanesikhathi. Kanti manje laba abantu abamvotela abakobulawayo njengoba behlala khona othuma labo gawuleni labaningi bakhona, so labo kasoze abalethele i-service delivery nxa ukuthi uyathethiswa.
Labo ngabanye babalaleli be-Studio 7 besipha imbono yabo. Lanile lakho ukusithumela yenu imbono kunombolo ezithi +1 202 465 0318. Nxa lifuna njalo ukuthunyelwa inhlelo zethu nge-WhatsApp, fakani isicelo kunombolo zona lezo ezithi +1 202 465 0318. Lamhla seleqembu elizibiza ngokuthi yiZim Splash, lona elicula ingoma zomdumo wedisco lisebenza likobulawayo. Asizweni u-Ezra Chisa Sibanda we-Studio 7 exoxa lo ndumiso moyo omele leli qembu.
Ziyathelela kutelo Hoza Friday lo ndumiso moyo leqembu lakhe alibiza Zim Splash.
I-Zim Splash le yaqalisa ngo-2010 qalisa ukukhipha i-album yokuqala. Ibizwe le-stage name embizwa ngalo mbizo kuthiwa NG Nduna, elokuzalwa ngibizwa ngendumiso moyo onguye engisebenza laye kakhulu, onguye u-bass guitar wethu, onguye njalo u-producer wethu uNesnika. Kubhalwa yini ziye zilide yini njalo zibheke ngithethelelo ndlovu.
UNduna uthi ukhule ecula ingoma zembube, kodwa-ke ebelalela abanye abacula abamandla wangena kwezomculo.
Kule kakhulu ngithanda ingoma zabo Peter Chinetti, o-Emma Chinetti, bonke Pamela Nkuthu. Siyazinjabulisa kakhulu and ngikwanisa ukuzigidi nami ngaze ngaba lesifiso ukuthi lami ngingene kwezomculo. Saqalisa ngo-1990 sazokhipha i-album yethu 2010. Sasithi lama-albhamu angu-10 bengithisa manje eyiyona entsha yakhona ethi uzomthola.
Vamos. Moyo, Masibani, Ola Uzulu, Ola Le Gutelo, Temtame, Oke Chigele.
Siz Misele, Ukwata Zonke Zinda, Sili Chavulis, Siyatina Ikutazo Yenu, Siyatina Ukulisa Yenu, Siyatina Wana Vispagamise, Gizo Zonke Zinda, Uma Live Shows, Kululegi, Vias Tinta, Vispiza, Sizoli Chavulis, Lako Gonke, Mchatin, Vias Visa, Sizoli Chavulis, Mchatin, Gonke Skululegi,
Umtoro wako njalo utulakala ngabi ndumiso.
Ku YouTube usikona. Hizi ni ku WhatsApp ya ntula kulezi namba o +26377802326. Hizi namba ntulakala kizo lezo. Hizi ni kuma booking ya ntinta kuzo nezi namba.
Hiyo umtoro wezi msaj. Bebe merongu ndumiso moyo. Unduna ngukwake. Kuchero waza. Waza Friday. Ikabula mweza chisa spanda. Jibe ni mpela sondo M9.
Lo weqembu elizibiza ngokuthi iZim Splash lona elicula ingoma zomdumo wedisco lisebenza likobulawayo. Sizwe uEzra Chisa Sibanda Studio 7 exoxa lo ndumiso moyo uNduna omele lelo qembu. Uyalandela uhlelo lwe-Live Talk lapho esicubungula imigoqo ebhekane labeZimbabwe abahlala kwamanye amazwe emngceleni yelizwe ngalesi sikhathi sekhisimusi bevakatshela emakhaya abo. Singakehlukani ngesikhangele ezinye zendaba ebezikhokhela. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa lamhla wethekelele kwele Botswana lapho amukele ngokusemthethweni amahofisi wenhlanganiso ye-SADC lesakhiwo sokugcinela izikhali ethekelele njengomholi weSadak. Ayike silugqiba lapha uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje olivalelisayo. Yimi usithandekile Mhlanga, ngikhona pha eWashington DC. Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.